Yeah, I like to first of all wish everyone a beautiful Shabbos. Hope everyone had a beautiful week. Please down for Yehuda ben Shifa, Binyamin Avadya ben Esther, Matisyahu Chaim ben Ittel, Moshe Dov ben Feger Bracha, Wachel bas Ilana, Yehudit bat Wina, Meim bat Zal Rezel, Leia Pesha bas Dina, Avam Yeshiyahu ben Aviva, Chaya Malka bat Batsheva, Leia Pesha bas Dina, Avam Yeshiyahu ben Aviva, Brina Bracha bas Wina, Nitanul Ilan ben Shena Tzipoa, Yukutiel Zaman ben Sawa, Daniela Bracha Zahava, Daniela Bracha Zahava bas Fegaleya, Shio bas Devoaleya, Baruch Tzvi ben Esther, Sprinzer bat Esther, Pinchas Eliezer ben Esther, Pinchas Eliezer ben Esther, Ava Meir ben Bela Feger, Ava Meir ben Bela Feger, Leah bas Rachel. Yes, if you can please daven for all those cholim, Hashem should send them all a refuah shlema b'karov. I believe that, yeah, all the names, if I remember correctly. So this week's parsha is Baloscha. So Moshe Feinstein's Atzah said, Baloscha say Newas. Lift up your candles. So Zakra Moshe Feinstein, what does that mean? That means a Rebbe or a parent who lift up the candles of their students or obviously of the Kindleach, their children. Mean that we should lift them up, that they can be lit on their own, that they can do the lighting of their own. And I believe a Moshe Feinstein's Atzal said that a Rebbe, and I'm just saying a parent, but a parent is like a Rebbe or a teacher to their children. That's why it's all one menorah. Because who's giving the oil to light the to let the flame go? The Rebbe or the parent. But the flame has to go on its own, meaning the student or the kindleach, the child, has to light on his own. But that's why that you can say there's oil. Why? Because a Rebbe or child always has to be connected back to the Rebbe or to the teacher or to the parent to ask them what to do in situations A, B, or C. You know, there are situations. But what Moshe finds is our main message about Los Chasene was you should light up the candles of your students. Obviously, I'm saying children also, that they should be able to be lit on their own. Then it says, Awan Lo Shina. Awan never changed. So what Moshe Shor from Lakewood said, Lo Shina means Awan never got gaivedik. He never got pompous. The first time he started the mitzvah and the last time he lit the menorah, he never became pompous. Never became pompous. He was never gaiver. Rav Levi Yitzchak Mebeditchov just said a little different shot. That, you know, sometimes when you do a mitzvah over and over, you might get a little sloppy. You know, you might do it quickly, haphazardly, and some oil might fall over by dirty up the menorah. You might put extra oil in. No. Awan lo shina. Awan never changed. He always did the mitzvah with exact carefulness. The Walag, just said a different shot. Lo Shina, if you take the Gematria Katan, that means like Lamed is 30, but you only take the first number, 3. Aleph is 1, that's 4. Shin is 300, but you only take 3. So again, you're now up to 7. Yud is 10, so another 1. So now you're up to 8. Nun is 50, but you only take the first number, 5. That's 13. And Hey is 5, that's 18. Meaning Lo Shina, when you only take the first number of each letter, spells 18. That spells Chai. How did Awan never change? Because he was full of life. He was Chai. He was full of life. He was alive. He was always alive with happiness to do the mitzvah. That's how he never changed. That's how he always did it with the same excitement. The Shloha HaKadosh says, in this week's parasha, Api Hashem Yachanu, Api Hashem Yisa'u. Zak the Shloha HaKadosh, we have to realize that wherever we go in life, it's from Hashem. We have to say Mirtz Hashem, Be'ezras Hashem, because we have to realize, even if we go, like, say, to a 7-Eleven, or we go to a kosher grocery shop, or we go to a pizza shop, or we go, obviously, to a shul, or a base medrash, or a seminary, it's because Hashem wanted us to go there. And that's why it's say Be'ezras Hashem, Mirtz Hashem. We have to realize it's all from Hashem. That's a Pi Hashem Yachnu, a Pi Hashem Yisa'u. Shlach Kodesh said this. Then Vayanos Chomer Jewish, I believe it's Vayanos Chomer Jewish said this. It says, when the clouds will cover you, and Eish Balayla, there'll be fire at night. And it says, and before it says, Koya Tami, this will always be like this. So Zakt, the Vayanos Chomer Drush, He said, "What pshat? That there'll be times, a decent amount of times in the Jewish people history, in Jewish history, that we'll face when the clouds are covering us, when it's challenging times, when we don't see light. But just hold on, because you'll see Ish Balayla. You'll see the fire of Yeshua. The fire of salvation will come to you in the night. Even in the darkest times, you will have the fire coming to you. It will be light." The Walag just said different shot. Ish means Torah. We say near mitzvah, Torah or. There are times you see in the Chum, whatever, you see that Torah is considered the Ish, the fire. Ish Balayla, how do you make it through challenging times? By learning and clinging to the Torah. Ish Balayla, when you learn and cling to the Torah, even the challenging times, Balayla, when it's dark, that's how you'll make it through the challenging times. And that's what you have to do all the time when you're facing challenging times. The Walag said this. Then Sha'a Bas Rabim said, we know that there were some Yidden who couldn't bring Korban Pesach because they were carrying the bones of Yosef at Tzaddik, so they were Tamei. Now they weren't Tamei anymore, and they went to Moshe Rabbeinu, you know, what should we do? So Moshe Rabbeinu says, stand here, and we'll hear from Hashem what to do. Zuck Sha'a Bas Rabim, why do I stand here? Because Zuck Sha'a Bas Rabim, Sha'a Bas Rabim, when Hashem is talking to you, you should be standing. You should show honor, cover to Hashem. So when Hashem's talking to you, you should be standing. Then what Sternbach said is that Chatzotzos, you know, the blowing of the Chatzotzos, for the leaders of Kaiso, one blow was enough. For the rest of Kaiso, two blows. Zakwa Moshe Sternbach from Yushalayim, Yer Kaddish. Why one blow enough for the leaders? Zakwa Sternbach. Because they're the leaders of Bnei Yisrael. They're the leaders of the Jewish people. They should be ready. Once they hear a blow, they should be running to help Klai Yisrael out. That's why one blow is enough. Then what Sternbach points out, it says that by Sheva Kahas, it said, Lo Yavod Od. But age of 50, Kahas doesn't work anymore. So I believe the Chafetz Chaim said it. But Moshe Shor from Lake quoted the Chafetz Chaim. He said what that means is that at a certain age, you have to look into your life and say, I can't work anymore. Yes, you can still go to work physically, but you shouldn't be working anymore after physical desire. I mean, you shouldn't be running after money anymore. You should be running after Torah and mitzvahs. And obviously, when Kahas reached 50, that's an age you have to realize, I'm not going to be here forever. I'm going to be leaving this world. So I should have a luggage full of Torah and mitzvahs, not of money. That's Lo Yavod Od. And what Sternbach said, I think based on Rashi, that Kahas was still, even so the work was done of carrying the Aron Kodesh at the age of 50, but they were allowed to close the gates of the base of Mikdash. So what Sternbach said, why is Rashi pointing out, I think it's Rashi, why is he closing the gates of the base of Mikdash? Why is he open the gates? Why closing? Zucker then, what Moshe Sternbach from Yushalayim, or Kodesh, again, it's a hint from Rashi, and obviously a hint from Hashem, that your gates of life are closing. Get prepared. Start learning and living Torah. Then, again, we're most sure from Lakers, it's based on what Sternbach, he didn't say it fully, but I think he said something like that, we're based on what Moshe Sternbach, he said that the Levium had to get all the hair shaved off. Everything shaved off their body, all hair, any hair on the body gets shaved off. Why? So Zakwa Sternbach, I believe this was Sternbach, I might be changing his words around a little bit, but what Hashem was telling the Levium, that you shouldn't be embarrassed at anything I tell you to do. I'm telling you to shave your hair and shave all the hair off all your body. So you should realize this is a commandment from Hashem. Don't be embarrassed. Why? Because Hashem is trying to tell them, don't be embarrassed. You have to take Truma Maaseh from the Jewish people, from the Yidden. Because I'm commanding you to work in the base of Mikdash, so you shouldn't be embarrassed that you have to take Truma Maaseh. If I'm commanding you to do it, you should not be embarrassed. And the Walag just added on, it's the Levium were kind of leaders of the Jewish people. So it's a message to us. Just like the Levium should not be embarrassed and they shave their hair and should not be embarrassed in collecting the Truma, the Jewish people, Bnei Yisrael, no Jew should ever be embarrassed in keeping the Torah mitzvahs. No Jew should ever be embarrassed keeping kosher, Shabbos, or any other halachas. If this is what Hashem wants, you shouldn't be embarrassed. And then it says Moshe Rabbeinu was the most humble person on earth. So when Samson Fall Hirsch asked this a question, Miriam was a huge tzaddikus. You should know that. She was a huge tzaddikus. But how she was mistaken that she thought Miriam, how did Miriam make a mistake that she thought her and Moshe had the same nevuah, that her and Moshe were on the same level for Nevuah, and she couldn't understand how Moshe left his wife. You know, so Sam's fall hush because he said Moshe v'ha'ish, Moshe ana mikol adam. Moshe was the most humble person on earth. So Moshe Rabbeinu made himself so humble. Moshe Rabbeinu made himself so humble that Miriam couldn't see the difference. Then, Sar Shalom rebels. I think that's one of the first bells of Rebbe's. He said a little different shot. He said sometimes you might have, let's say, a Jew, or let's say Reuven Plony. I'm making a fake name, Reuven Plony. He might be humble. But he's gonna say everyone around him is humble. He's gonna say, yeah, me and my friends are nothing. But that's not Moshe Rabbeinu. Ve'ish Moshe anav mikol adam asher al pnei adama. Moshe Rabbeinu was the most humble person on anyone on earth. Moshe Rabbeinu was so humble than anyone else. Meaning Moshe Rabbeinu did not put down other Jews. Only put down himself. Only humbled himself. Why Baruch Neumann, Rabbi Young Israel of Spring Valley, quoted me one of the Slonim Rebbe's. I don't know which one, but one of the Slonim Rebbe's said, why did Moshe Rabbeinu have to be so humble? Because Moshe Rabbeinu was the leader of Bnei Yisrael, was the leader of Klal Yisrael. So if Moshe Rabbeinu had any gaiva, any pompousness, any haughtiness in him, therefore if there was a Jew on a low level, he would say, I can't help him out. I'm a great person. I can't help him out. But that's why Moshe Rabbeinu made himself humble. This way Moshe Rabbeinu could pick up every Jew, every Yid, every member of Klal Yisrael, no matter how low they are. Because Moshe Rabbeinu made himself more humble than they are, so therefore he can pick up every Jew and lift them up to serve Hashem greater. Then it says, based on Rashi, it said first Miriam had Saras Kashelig, and it said Moshe Rabbeinu looked at her and said there was Saras. Zuck was Samson Fall Hirsch. It first said Miriam had Saras like Shelig, and then it says Moshe Rabbeinu looked at her and she had Saras. So what happened to the Shelig part? So there's two voice. So what Samson Fall Hirsch said, the first one, he said the pshat is that when a rabbi or when a kohen obviously is looking whether a person has saras or not, they don't, it doesn't make a difference like shelig or not. They just look, do they have saras or not? So yes, me and my saras like shelig, but Moshe Rabbeinu was just looking, do she have saras or not? And he's passing yes. That's why he said Moshe Rabbeinu looked and she didn't have saras. He didn't say she had saras or shelig, because Moshe Rabbeinu was just looking at the halacha, does she have saras or not? The Walag just said a different shot. The Walag said that Miriam had Saras HaShelig, a pretty bad case of Saras. But Moshe Rabbeinu cried and davened to Hashem, please Hashem, have Rachmanis on Miriam. She's a tzaddikus. So Hashem lowered her form of Saras. Yes, she still had Saras. But Hashem lowered it. So that's why Moshe Rabbeinu looked only with Saras. It was no longer Saras HaShelig. Then it says that Miriam was told to leave the camp, you know, because of the Saras. And I believe it's based on Rashi. Rashi said that the Jewish Bnei Yisrael did not move, you know, waited for her, you know, for the 7 days she was outside the camp of the Jewish people, outside the camp of Bnei Yisrael. Bnei Yisrael waited for her. So I believe Rashi says that Hashem wanted to show how much he loved her and therefore wanted to pay her back for how she waited for Moshe Rabbeinu on the Nile River, you know, when Moshe Rabbeinu was in that little raft. So Moshe Feinstein Zatzal said, now is the time for Hashem to pay you back? When someone gets a punishment, that's the time to pay someone back? Zakwa Moshe Feinstein said, yeah. Because when someone's, when Moshe Feinstein Zatzal said, when you're getting punished, you feel so down, you like feel alone, you're like wondering, Hashem, where are you? So that's why Hashem's saying, I'm here, Miriam, I love you dearly. And I'm going to show you, Miriam, how much I love you. I'm going to keep Bnei Yisrael to wait for you. We're not going to go on. Because what you did for Moshe Rabbeinu, I'm going to show you how much I love you, and I'm going to pay you back now, Miriam, to show me how much I love you and how much I want to pay you back. And therefore, I'm going to keep Bnei Yisrael where they are. The Shlach HaKadosh says, Ish Moshe Ana Mikola Adam. Who were the other two humble people? Man, obviously, every tzaddik and tzaddikus were humble. But who do we see most? Avram Avinu said, Anochi Afa Ve'efa, I'm nothing but dirt and dust. And David and Melch said, I'm nothing but a worm. So what's Adam? First is Avam, Aleph is Adam, and Dal is David. But Moshe Rabbeinu Adam, Moshe Adam, we call Adam. Who is Moshe Rabbeinu more humble for? More than Avam and David. That's why Moshe comes last in Adam. Because Moshe Rabbeinu was the most humble of all. And then Tali always said this, that Yitro wanted to leave. And Moshe Rabbeinu asked Yitro to, you know, please stay with us. But why? because our judges, our shoftim, are going to have to deal with Avodah Zarah. And Moshe Rabbeinu said, Yitro, I know you tried every Avodah Zarah, but you saw the truth. You saw the greatness of Hashem and the Torah mitzvahs. So therefore, you'll be able to help our judges when they have to judge a case with Avodah Zarah. You'll be able to give them ways not to get influenced by Avodah Zarah. You'll be able to give ways how shoftim not to get influenced by the Avodah Zarah and therefore not do Avodah Zarah. So that's Moshe Rabbeinu saying, Yitro, that's why we need you. Then it's our Pi Hashem Yachanu, our Pi Hashem Yisau. Zuck the Walag. Yachanu means to rest and Yisau means to travel. Zuck the Walag, what the Pshat is. Yisau, even if Yachanu, even if you're resting from Hashem, you're resting from the Torah mitzvahs, our Pi Hashem. Hashem is still with you. Hashem is with you, whether you're an Eved Hashem when you're not an Eved Hashem, that's Yachanu, or you're Eved Hashem, Yisau. You're traveling on the ladder of Torah mitzvahs. Hashem is with you. But Chaim Shmulevitz says a different shot. He said, if you take a 3-year-old kid or 2-year-old kid and you're holding him in your hand and you take him from 7-Eleven to, let's say, Moshi's Pizza to Yaakov's grocery shop to Zalman's butcher shop, I make a fake name, you ask the kid, where is he? The kid says, I'm in my mother's hands or I'm in my father's hands. Zakwa Chaim Shmulevitz, we have to realize wherever we go, we're all in the hands of Hashem, like the Shtar Kodesh says, Al Pi Hashem Yachnu, Al Pi Hashem Yisau. Hashem wants us to go there, and we're all in the hands of Hashem. One last thought, Yismach Moshe said this, let's say Dina embarrasses Devorah, or Reuven embarrasses Shimon, So Hashem's going to punish Dina and Reuven not only for what they did against Hashem, how they did an Aveira embarrassing a Jew, but also the pain they caused to Devorah and Shimon. But what if Devorah and Shimon got no pain? They got no pain. Nothing happened to them. Even so they got embarrassed, nothing happened to them. So Hashem could only punish you for the Aveira against Hashem, not against the person. So Zaki Smach Moshe, if you look carefully in the Pasukim, after Miriam said what she said about Moshe, Hashem told Miriam and Aaron, please come into the base, please come into Mishkan, let me talk to you. Zaki Smach Moshe, because what Hashem was telling Miriam and Aaron, you did nothing against Moshe. Moshe didn't mind it. He was so humble, he wasn't embarrassed by it. But you still hurt me. And if you look in the Pesukim, it looks like they only got punished what they did to Hashem. I'm going to leave you now, halacha vots, again, ask your local Orthodox rabbis, these halachas, just discuss at the Shabbos table. While the Yashiv Zatzal, Rav Yashiv Zatzal said, let's say there's a place there's no Eivuv, and you have a chola, and it's Shabbos Kodesh, and you have a very sick person in your house. A very sick person in your house is a chola sheish bo sakana, and you have to go to a drugstore to pick up the medicine for the person. You can only pick up the medicine you need for him today. Let's say the person only needs 3 pills of penicillin, you know, for the whole Shabbos, you know, to help that person make it survive Shabbos, you know, to keep alive. It's mutter, even so there's no Eivuv, it's mutter to pick up those 3 pills of penicillin. But you cannot pick up extra. You cannot say, oh, since I'm picking up those 3 pills, I can fill the whole bottle up with another 20 pills. No. You're only allowed to take the exact number of pills that person needs now on Shabbos, being there's no Eivuv. But then, two more vorts that says, Rav Heshi Kahan, he's a Rebbe, he's a posting of a Zucker's Yeshiva. He said you can use sunscreen spray. Make sure it's a spray. You can spray yourself on Shabbos with it. And there's another thing called, I think, off the block to spray yourself from bugs. You can spray yourself with Shabbos. But all this has to be on your skin, not on your pants, not on your shirt, not on your dress. And of course not on your shaita or hat. It can only be on your skin. And one last word, the Shulchan Aruch and Mishnah Berurah brings down, let's say you whatever reason, you're davening at home, and you're coming up to Kriyat Shema, and your little baby walks next to you, and he has a dirty diaper, so you'll let her stop where you are, and once the baby's taken away by someone else, because really his baby should be taken away by someone else, then you continue davening where you are. So even if you have to stop in the middle of Kriyat Shema, and you have to stop in the middle of Kriyat Shema because, you know, the baby comes within Dalet Amos of you, Dalet Amos, and he doesn't have the cleanest diaper and you smell it. So you can wait until the baby's taken away and then continue on where you are in Kriyat Shema. And same thing, obviously, with Shemoneh Esrei, but you don't have to repeat anything. But again, that's provided that you did not know the baby. You obviously went to a place that the baby was not there and you didn't expect the baby to come there. And it's best if someone else takes away the baby, if possible. Have a Gevaldik Shabbos and Oni Besos Tos for you and for Klal Yisrael. Bye-bye.